I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Dare to dream. Dare to dream. Picture the scene. I'll make it easy for you. A small rural church nestled in the North Downs on the village green of a well-kept settlement. The weather is slowly improving. The wheat is rising, the lambs gambolling around the fields, and you've made your plans for the coming summer. The faithful and familiar few that regularly gather in this place assemble once more on a Sunday. Much so it happens, like this one. They're here to observe the annual festival of Pentecost. After all, this is what they always do. The hymn numbers are on the board, the service books lie open on the pew, the altar, the lectern, and yes, even the priest are resplendent in their Pentecostal red. All is ready. The new speakers spring to life, all raise to their feet and begin to sing. But wait, as the music grows, there's another sound, faint at first, on the edge of hearing, and yet it is certainly there. It's a breeze. No, more than a breeze, a mighty rushing wind. The windows rattle, Bibles and hymn books are swept aloft in the growing maelstrom and swirl around the nave. Instead of the guttering of the violent wind, the altar candles spout into torrents of flame. The flame divides again and again, forming great tongues of fire that touch the heads of all present. Yet no trepidation clutches the hearts of the faithful few. No. They stand and they prophesy. Voices carry on the whirlwind that all the world can hear to the end of the rolling downs, the great white cliffs, and the broad blue firmament beyond. Russian, Czech and Pole, Kenyan, Indian and Japanese, all are here in their own tongue and are amazed. All fall to their knees and pray. All join hands in one voice and accept our Lord as their Saviour. Amen. Let's be honest with ourselves. It was just a dream. Things like that don't happen. At least not in Shepherd's Well in 2023. 2,000 years ago, maybe. But now. No, not now. They don't happen now, do they? Pentecost is not a new time, rather, to celebrate, coming as it does 50 days after the Sabbath of the Passover. First, it was a time of celebration for the Jews. As we heard in our reading from Acts, many were gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Weeks, Deuteronomy 16:10, the Feast of Harvest, Exodus 23:16, and indeed the Day of First Fruits, Numbers 28:26. More latterly, Pentecost is seen as a beginning, as I said at the beginning, of Christianity and its own religion, separate from Judaism. Indeed, our reading from Corinthians, with the varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, varieties of services, but the same Lord, varieties of activities, but the same God, point us to one of the central doctrines of our faith. The Trinity, to be celebrated next Sunday. All of this theory, uplifting as it may be, can lead us to believe that gifts are bestowed, perhaps, only on those that earn them, the favoured few, the special. Indeed, those gathered outside the room in which the apostles received their gifts may have thought the same. Surely, they murmur to themselves, These simple fishermen, these dirty tax collectors, can't possess such gifts. No. Hence the notion they may have been drunk. Our readings point us, though, firmly in another direction. Paul wrote his often critical letter not to a long-established congregation of believers, perhaps like us, but to a fledgling community of the feeble and a fledgling community of the often confused. Poor material, perhaps we might think, for the purposes of the Holy Spirit. Yet, despite their many weaknesses and human frailties, they have gifts in abundance. Note that not once does Paul question their possession of spiritual gifts. Rather, he criticizes their misuse of them to their personal aggrandizement instead of the glory and the service of God, for which, of course, they are given. Paul not only holds up a mirror to the Christian citizens of Corinth, but he holds up a mirror to us as well. We all have gifts. It's time to start using them aright, he begs. It's time for us to start using them aright, he begs. In so doing, we too are allowed to dream, and yes, even to believe that such things, such energy, such power could be bestowed upon the ordinary, could be bestowed, yes, on us, that we too can use those gifts to do great things. Perhaps the dream with which I started this sermon was just that, and maybe should remain so. Yet the prophecy of Joel, quoted by Peter, speaks of the last day, telling us that your sons and daughters will prophesy and old men will dream dreams. That very age started in the upper room on the day our church began and continues to this very day, this very room, here and now. It is available for us now. Rushing winds, tongues of fire, and spontaneously speaking other languages doesn't happen anymore. Does it? Maybe not very commonly, but that is not the question of the day. The advent of the Holy Spirit poses to us. The question we are asked this Sunday is, could it happen? Could a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit happen today? Could it happen now? Well, if we just sit and wait for the Holy Spirit to send fire and wind we associate with this day, if we just sit and wait, the answer is probably no. But if we, like the sons and daughters of, and moreover, the old men, allow ourselves to dream, what might we see? Maybe a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, inspiring us to approach again with renewed love and patience our neighbour from whom we have become estranged. Maybe an outpouring of the Holy Spirit inspires us to commit to ministry here in the church and out among the people of God, the people God calls us to serve in his name. Maybe a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit pulls us into a deeper, stronger, more challenging and life-giving relationship with God through study, through prayer, through, yes, action too. The day of Pentecost calls us to keep watch and to dream what such a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit might mean in our community and in ourselves. For sure, if we prepare for and expect the same old things to happen, God will fulfill our prophecy and the same old things will indeed happen. If, on the other hand, we allow ourselves to dream something new, something holy, then anything can and will happen. God promises us not just that the Holy Spirit was poured out long ago, but that it is poured out today, here and now, in word and in sacrament, in spirit and in truth. And not just a little bit for the chosen few, but abundantly on all of us here present. Then surely everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh yes, let us dream together of that. Amen.